Everyone says they'll always do the right thing. Everyone says they, you know, they'll make the right decision, they'll make the right choice. But what happens when there's tens of millions of dollars at stake? Are we willing to make the right choice even if there are some marvelous, well, incredible things at stake? That's what we're going to be talking about on today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast with one of our favorite guests, Sky Fagerell. How are you doing, Sky?
Man, I'm fired up, brother. Happy to be here. Love what you do on this podcast and how you hit topics that people really need to hear about, because especially on that last one, there's just not always a lot of conversation about the what I walked away from, or what I stopped doing, or what I decided I had to get away from, type of thing. So this is great.
Well, and Sky, and to be just straightforward here, you had the opportunity to work with an organization and make significant money, you know, eight-figure type money, and you walked away from it because it wasn't aligned with who you are. What gave you the courage to do that, and why?
We don't have enough time on the podcast for all of that. No, but I think if we boil down our decisions, all of them, huge ones like this that seem big and little ones, hopefully they're all done within a framework of a target you're trying to hit. And if anytime the little decisions or the big ones, you find yourself spending a lot of energy firing your darts at a target that's not yours, it gets your life out of alignment very, very rapidly. So on a financial decision, sometimes people will look at that and be like, well, hey, it's all of this money or this little money, whatever. If you're spending your energy doing something that's really not aligned with who you are, and that doesn't mean that that thing is evil or bad, or, you know, it's fraudulent or anything like that. It just could mean it's not aligned with what your values are. You're going to find yourself quickly well beneath capacity that you normally are. And to think that, hey, I can just stomach this, I can just shoulder this load and keep carrying it, I can just keep firing these darts and not have it impact other areas of your life, I'm just not a believer in that. And so when people start stacking good decisions, it's usually because they find a way to keep them aligned with the target they're shooting at.
And Sky, one thing that you've done and you've taken the time to do is you know what you want. You know, we call this speak and get what you want, but so many people are going through life with no real clear idea of what they want. So let's just back this up a little bit. You were able to walk away from eight figures because you knew what you want and it didn't align with where you were currently. So what got you to the place where you were clear on what you wanted?
Yeah, that's an important part of the process. And like I was talking about how, you know, if it's not aligned with that is the reason why I think people find themselves stacking bad decisions over and over again, or not being able to know when I should jump into a good one or out of a bad one, type of thing, because they haven't taken the time to create what I call their palm tree, figuring out what their mission, their purpose, whatever you want to call that thing. They haven't picked out the palm tree that they do want to spend the effort. I had mentioned before the idea of throwing darts. They do want to spend the effort swimming to. Wherever you're going to head is going to require a large amount of discipline and a heavy amount of difficulty. That's going to be part of whatever swim you're on. But if you really haven't taken the time to unpack what is it I want to swim to, you're going to be tossed to and fro out in that ocean and stuck in bad places longer than you need to, treading water, circling, swimming in the dark, swimming in the fog, which we all have to do at times. But if you can't ever pop up and say, this is where I'm headed, you're in serious trouble. And so in the decision you're talking about with me and in other ones I've had to make on a bigger or smaller scale, they've all tried to been, if I hadn't been focused on this is what I want to do and here's how I want to get there. Because sometimes you can get to a palm tree in a different route that just may not be, you're not comfortable with. That's what I had to wrestle with. And so I would say that first thing is figuring out what is the palm tree, my mission, my purpose. What do I really want to hang my hat on at the end of my days, that this is the objective I've been after?
Well, and Sky, I know listeners have heard you talk about that palm tree principle before, but for those who haven't, just take a quick minute and unpack what that palm tree principle is for, because it's a powerful illustration.
Yeah, for sure. So every organization, or at least the best of them, usually have some kind of mission statement about, you know, it's their purpose, what they're going for. And you can sometimes recognize people like Elon Musk wants to make humanity and interplanetary people or something like that. Like it's something like, oh, okay, that's why he has SpaceX and stuff. He's trying to make, you know, us be able to have two places we live, which is an incredible objective. But that's why everything he does is within that framework. So with my clients, whether it's with, I'm coaching an individual who's an athlete and they're trying to take the next steps, or an organization who's trying to crack the Fortune 500, either way, what is your mission? You got to start there. And if they have to kind of thumb through their papers and be like, oh, here it is. And like, they kind of like come up, this is what our mission is. That's not good enough. Like that may be a start and it may be the right mission. But often they don't have it, or if they do have it, it's in the back of a dusty binder. So we start with those processes. And just a couple of things there, you know, that I would say it needs to be something that you find yourself energized by. It needs to be something that you could say in a sentence, summarize in a sentence that would be like a whole sermon, but it's just a powerful sentence that helps you get centered really quick. There's my palm tree. That's what I do. This is what I'm going to spend my energy and my days doing. If they have the thing, and I'll go through a rubric that, you know, gives them some more steps and some practice. But following a few of those things, if it doesn't line up with it, you're in serious problem. And if a company, like when they're hiring people, if they should throw that mission statement out there, that palm tree, hey, here's what we're doing. How does it feel for you? And if you can quickly kind of find if people are really, if it's a good fit. If they don't fit your mission, that you shouldn't, it's not helping them, it's not helping you. With marriage partners, I say the same thing. Most, if it works in the boardroom, Chad, you've heard me say this before, if it works in the boardroom, it should work in the family room as well. And so you'll find couples super struggling, having a lot of difficulty swimming together because they don't have a palm tree they've picked out. Mm. And it's not that they can't have a palm tree. They just haven't taken the time to go through the steps that boardrooms have spent thousands of dollars with consultants coming in. They haven't spent time together over the dinner table or at a restaurant saying, hey, what is the thing we really want to spend energy? What is the thing that we can remind each other and talk to our kids about? Here's our mission as a family, because we got to swim upstream sometimes and big waves and cold water and shark infested and all that. We better be going the place we want to go if we're going to spend all that energy doing it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, Sky, I was speaking at a conference with Patrick Lencioni, and he's written the book, The Ideal Team Player, and some other great books.
Yeah.
But Patrick said, he turned to his wife one time and said, you know what, if we ran our business the way we run our home, we'd be bankrupt, you know? And he said he had to duck, you know, cause she was going to throw something at him. But that's reality, to your point that you just said there. But Sky, I know that as you've consulted with businesses and individuals, you've shared with me that you can actually, when you start talking to somebody and they're like, oh, I think I know what my palm tree is, and you start, you know, unpacking some of the things they do, there are certain things that just cause them to light up. And then it's like, wait, that's actually your palm tree, not those other things you listed, because those other things you listed, it felt like you were, you know, a robot. And then all of a sudden you get passionate and be excited. You can actually feel people's energy around a palm tree.
I'm going to go back to your original question about leaving a lot of money on a table for a job that you're not aligned with, and come right back to the family room idea. But when you don't have it, it's really hard to tell, is this the right place for me? And you can find your life could be being sucked away from you, your energy and all of your passion. When you know what it is, it's really easy to tell what it's not. It's really easy to tell what it's not. So when a family doesn't know what their mission is, they might start consuming media that's not really their thing. They might start going on vacations. That's not really their thing. They might not plan vacations that would be their thing. And so it's not only the mission you need to have. It's kind of nice. I have this wall behind me. You can see two lines here behind me. You need to kind of be tethered to that palm tree with like some lane lines like you'd see in a pool. like, you know, we don't have them in the ocean where palm trees you could see them. But if you had lane lines like you do in a pool, that helps the swimmers stay right within their lane, right? And and that those are what I, you know, I tell people, not only need your mission, but your values, how you are going to swim, the direction you're going to swim, the stroke you want to use when you swim. And that could be multiple things. For me, I have four things I reminded myself every day. Time is the ally of consistency. Embrace incremental growth. Difficult makes no difference. Discipline creates dominance. And so those are my lane lines on either side. As a family, we years ago, Jackie was super smart and said, hey, let's have stick together be our palm tree. It's more of a motto, but that's been essentially our mission as a family, stick together. And our lane lines, we came up with five family rules that our kids, when they were younger, they would recite. And they came up with the hand signals, always listen and obey, always treat others with kindness, always do your part. It was like a pitchfork. Always display gratitude and always give it your best, like a high five. And so those were our values that we could then swim to our stick together mission. And so if a kid was on the mound and he was struggling pitching, we'd say, hey, stick together. And they would, oh, okay, yeah. I need to remember that workshop we did as a family about calming down the crazy monkey in my head. Or if there was someone that was, you know, about to get on stage and give a speech, we'd say, hey, stick together. And they would know, hey, we're always together as a family. We're going to, our part right now is to be there. And so we could just give this little mission statement attached to our family values, and they would know right away, okay, I remember that training. This is what needs to click in right now. So again, taking now from a family room to the boardroom, does that help companies to make wise decisions when they're struggling with 10-figure choices? And it certainly would help individuals in that company to know, hey, is this the way we do it? Is this the Nike way? Is this the SpaceX way? Is this the Kirby way of getting things done? If it's not, even if it's effective, if it's not the way you go about it, you're quickly going to find yourself outside those lane lines and swimming off to someone else's palm tree. And that can be not only financially destructive, but soul destructive. And you don't want either of those things.
Right. Right. That's so, so powerful. In fact, I have a client, one of my private clients will say, you know, this is the Stratton way of doing things, you know, and they go, did they perform in the Stratton way, which is a very well established way that everyone, every client, every customer is treated. And that's powerful. I love that you bring that up. And so you, when you have those things that are clear in your mind, it's very easy to see what fits and what doesn't fit. And that must be of what got you to where you were at. You could clearly see what fit and what didn't fit.
Yeah.
And it was easy for you to say, I'm going to walk away from this 8-figure opportunity because it doesn't align with who I am.
Yeah. The only word I would change is that it was easier, you know, to make that decision. Okay. Because I wrestled with it for a long time because of that value. And like, you know, all of us, you know, can dream and so forth about like, oh man, what could that change or do? But it, for me, ultimately became a decision of principle. And I it wasn't aligned with my values and where I wanted to go. And, you know, along that same analogy, Chad, I would say the buoys along the way to the palm tree that, you know, when you're out in the ocean and you're swimming, you'll see them sometimes if you're at a resort or at a beach with lifeguards, there's buoys out there.
Sure.
The buoys on the way are the goals that we have. And I felt like I could forfeit that opportunity and still reach the goals that were within my lane lines headed toward my mission. And so like I could still touch them along the way, the financial ones, the intellectual ones, the social ones, and the spiritual ones that I had set. So I wasn't essentially losing anything. If it had been, I had to sacrifice goals of mine. I felt like ultimately the financial ones I could still achieve. I just, you know, have to reiterate and plan and so forth. But like, I don't feel like I left it on the table as far as, you know, like, oh, okay, I'll never have that again. No, I'm just going to go about it differently in a different way.
Wow. I love that. I love having that mentality. So how much has the palm tree principle helped you personally and others overcome a victim mentality, right? Because sometimes people think life happens to them instead of for them, right? So they think, oh, must be nice. you know, your palm tree always pops up at the perfect spot, right? Because some people think that the palm tree actually popped up for them rather than them swimming to the palm tree. So how does understanding this palm tree principle help you when those victim mentality thoughts start to creep in?
Man, I'm really glad you brought that part forward, because having a palm tree and lane lines attached to it and goals along the way does not at all prevent waves from coming within that lane. Big ones, small ones, it doesn't at all prevent currents from being there. You might be pulling to one side or the other. It doesn't prevent at all from you from experiencing fatigue along the swim, for the swim seeming long, for fog coming in and making it. It doesn't eliminate any of those things. Someone said, well, I'm watching this, but then what difference does it make? Because when the fog breaks, you can see right where your palm tree is. When you get out from underneath that wave and get your head above water again, you can see your palm tree. Having those values keeps you, I mean, we're all going to wander a little bit, and maybe sometimes we have to tread water there or grab onto one of those buoys and just hold on for a minute. That's part of it too. But once we catch our breath, we have direction, and that progress, and then the proximity that we start, you know, getting toward that mission, that's the major difference. It's not that the waves of life don't hit us. And that, and I think that's where a lot of people are like, why should I set goals? Why should I have this? All these bad things are still, those bad things, that's just life. Markets go up and down. Family relationships go up and down. Our alignment sometimes is like, I'm always adjusting it. Am I out of line with my target? Like, that's all going to happen. But if you don't have any way to measure progress, alignment with it, proximity to the target, you're going to find yourself swimming out in the ocean without any of those things. And Chad, I don't care how smart or how strong of a swimmer you are, ultimately that fatigue can lead to complete failure. And that's where you see people give up in a marriage. That's where you see people give up on their business, when maybe they just were doing the right things. They just need to do them a little bit longer. So that fog breaks, the big waves eventually will settle down. And if you're tethered in and locked on a site, now you can keep swimming again.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And Sky, this isn't just something you teach, it's something you live too as well, because I know you were sharing with me how difficult this was. And I appreciate you correcting the word from easy to easier, because it certainly wasn't easy to walk away from that significant amount of money. But you called me and you said that you felt like you had just been crushed by a massive wave and you were completely disoriented and you needed a moment to come up and relocate your palm tree. Because I appreciate you bringing up the fact that even when we know where we're going, even though we have a clear idea of the outcome we're seeking, that does not mean that you are not going to get drilled with waves. No. Does not mean you are not going to get sucked under with currents, but you still come up and see, okay, this is where I'm at and this is where I'm headed.
Man. Here's another element to this kind of analogy of the palm tree, because you're right. Like the wave I felt I was under and being tossed and couldn't find my way up, I was fortunate to have lifeguards in the form of my wife and my kids and friends and family that saw me struggling with my alignment, with these waves pounding me. And you've seen those videos, you know, jet skis go out or, you know, a lifeguard sprints out there on a board. And I started seeing multiple hands on the surface of the water that I could reach to, that helped pull me up on the board or on the back of this jet ski and get me to shore for a minute, get me out of the waves. And having then the chance to sit back on the beach, where at first it feels terrible. You've lost progress. You've consumed all this water. You're feeling sick. You can't breathe, but then you start looking out again. And after you sit there for a while, you go, okay, I can see what my palm tree truly is. I can see where I got caught up in the riptide or under the wave. I can see maybe things I need to be more careful of and look for. You know, like the coconuts on that one palm tree over there caught my eye for a minute. And I was swimming over there. Like, I need to refocus on my palm tree, what's important to me. And then you start picking out, you can start seeing things. I mean, setbacks, and I didn't coin this, but you know, setbacks can help us have setups for success. And that's where you start seeing like, okay, this is where maybe I lost my way. This was actually outside of my tethered values. And I was justifying than it was within. It's not for me. Maybe it's for somebody else. So that process of getting tossed, and fortunately having friends, family, lifeguards watching me, getting back on the beach and observing, has added so much more clarity that it's probably worth that 10 figures, Chad, to be honest, as far as decisions I'll make better moving forward on my swim.
Isn't that incredible? I love that. And pausing and realizing, Sky, that sometimes life just does give you those waves, you know, and people look at you and you're a very successful leader, successful consultant, coach, and people look at you and they think, or maybe think, oh, it must be nice. Everything always just works out for Sky Fagrell, right? But they don't understand that it works out because you have that clear palm tree and you do take the time to just go, okay, I got to figure these things out. In fact, today, something you said that really impacted me when we were chatting earlier today is I said, so what do you have going on today? And you listed your appointments and things you had. And then you said, and hopefully 2 hours by the pool. And I thought, I love that. I love that you said that because you're saying, okay, I'm going to pause for 2 hours today and I'm going to make sure I'm clear in what I'm thinking. I'm going to make sure I'm clear on my destination. And I'm not going to just simply have life happen to me. I'm going to let it happen for me. And I love the phrase you just used that setbacks are setups for future success. And that's powerful.
Yeah. Well, the pause principle along the way is something that I feel like when we were younger, and it's still such a catchphrase, you know, like when people are talking about the workout or business success, it's always the grind, right? Like just keep swimming, you know, like Dory or Finding Nemo, but
yeah,
you know, here's an interesting thing I'll share. I'm going to jump outside of the swimming analogy for a minute. And one of the companies I consulted with for a while, super successful jewelry company. And they had just great vision and great leaders. And one of the things I worked with them or I developed while I was there was an understanding of diamonds. And, you know, diamonds have to be like the stones that they come from have to have a lot of grinding take place to have them be what we would put on a ring, right? Or on a bracelet or on a necklace. There's tons of grinding that needs to take place to get that rough stone into a diamond. But that's not the only thing. And when I think about what you just, you know, emphasized of, you know, skies by the pool or I needed time on the beach, the four phases of a diamond that I would summarize it in is first you have to plan on where you're going to dig these things out of the ground in the first place. You can't just put a shovel in your backyard and think diamond, you know, stones that are going to become diamonds. So you have to do a ton of planning. Once you get the stone, yes, you have to grind. You can't separate grind from this process of becoming a diamond. But once you then you've planned and you've ground, you have to then put facets in them. You have to polish it. And so if the diamond doesn't have, you haven't planned to find it, you haven't then grinded it, you haven't polished it, it can never be placed in that ring. And so if you just think that I can just grind all my day, you take that stone and grind it all day, Chad, it's going to eventually turn to dust.
Right.
You can't. So each of us, if we're going back to the swim, each of us have to every now and then just grab a buoy and hold on, pause, catch our breath, take in the beauty of the ocean, take in the beauty of the palm tree, or maybe hold on for dear life as those waves keep hitting. But either way, pausing is progress. So we sometimes separate it out of the whole process of our swim and our journey. And it's taking a break to pause and reflect is the better one.
Right. But then you have to know what to do. And that's what you're so good at and what you coach your clients on is steps to action. And so it's not just pausing, maybe one of those steps, right? Step one is to pause. Step two is to prepare my next three steps, right? And so that you're actually executing. I love that you use that analogy with the diamond and the grind, because sometimes people, when they're trying to build a business, sometimes people, when they're trying to be successful, they just think, I got to put in time. But even though they're putting in time, they're not doing anything that's going to be able to produce an outcome, right? Time doesn't produce outcomes. The actions you take within the time produce outcomes. And so just saying, I'm going to put in a lot of time. Well, what are you going to do in the time that you're allotted so that you can deliver on that outcome? I love that analogy. I love that. Just don't just say grind, 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 because it doesn't get you anywhere. You got to have those.
Especially if you don't have the target, right?
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes we err on any number. Like sometimes people spend too much time planning. Like I'm sure you've had clients that are just always the strategic plan. Like, well, this, just start taking steps. At some point, do start grinding, then reflect and polish it, plan, grind, reflect, polish, you know, just keep the process going of evaluating. Because like I said before, we're all wandering in here. Sometimes you start taking strokes. Oh, I'm gone that way. Oh, I'm gone this way. And we just keep weaving our way toward that mission. But the grind's key, the planning's key, the polishing, the reflecting, and repeating is crucial.
I love that. I love that. And at the end of the day, taking the time to know what your palm tree is critical to your success and will eventually allow you to make decisions that get you to where you want to be. Love it. Sky Fagrell, you're amazing. Love what you shared. So grateful for your insights. You're a powerful leader, an incredible coach. Let's do this again, Sky.
Love it. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate you, brother.
Take care. Bye now.